Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I am your host, Coda. And we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, who is not here with us today, but Miss Jolene will be back with us soon. Miss Jolene, I did see her announce that she is in Colorado now, so big shout out and hope you're having a good time out there getting settled in, Miss Jolene. We've only got a 30-minute show. We're going to get started, and we're going to do our birthdays. The first birthday we have is Caleb Gilbert. Caleb Gilbert, he's a fine young man and a fine musician. I don't even know what kind of band or what the name of his band is right now. But big shout-out to you, Caleb. Ernest Clyde Harris, Jr., down there in Clay County, Kentucky. Big shout-out to you. Chris Ratt. Field. Happy birthday, Mark Rowan. Mark Rowan is the drummer for the Kentucky, Kentucky Blue Collared Band. Sorry, Goble. Sorry, that's Goble's stepdad. So happy birthday to Mark today. And then we have happy birthday to Gudio Gallotti, G-O-L-L-E-T-T, Gotti. Happy birthday. That is my Facebook family and friend birthday. Pioneer Paula has just arrived on the scene. Welcome to the show. Paula, do you happen to have any birthdays?
I don't think so. I've been at wherever I'm at. You can take him place. I've been having a beautiful day. I sold me 3K for MM shirts. And under the table, I've been doing what I do outside, don't you know?
Oh. Well, cool, Paula. That's so cool. Famous birthdays. That's great. We have Mark Zuckerberg, 32 years old today, and Bobby Darin. Bobby Darin was born on this day in 1936 and passed away in 1973. On a day in history, on this day in 1804, Lewis and Clark depart. So Lewis and Clark departed on this day in 1804. That's been a long time ago. Question of the day. The question of the day. It's a true or false question of the day. Is true or false? We did have one person to answer on that. Does everyone use cannabis? True or false? Beta Thomas says no, but they should. Pioneer Paula, what do you say?
No,
is
but
that
they
true
should.
Or false?
It's true. Not everybody uses it, but they should.
That's true. It is the correct answer is that it is false because, yeah, not everybody uses cannabis. But I thought, hey, that's a great true or false question, you know. Great question. Thank you all so much for playing out there and things and getting right in there with all that on us. I've got a special surprise. I'm trying to slowly get things fixed back up on here. And since there's a copyright on this and a copyright on that, you know, we've got It's All Going to Pot by Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard. It's 2 minutes and 54 seconds, and we're going to take a break because
beautiful.
I've got another audio that's uploading right as we speak, and it's a special surprise. So we're going to take a break while that other audio uploads, and we'll be right back.
Cool.
Whether we like it or not, the best I can tell, the world's gone to hell, and we're sure gonna miss it a lot. All of the whiskey in Lynchburg, Tennessee, just couldn't hit the spot. I got $100 bill, friends, keep your pills, cause it's all going to pot. cackle, babble, head in the box. Must think I'm dumb as a rock. Reading me the news while I'm kicking off my shoes, and it's scaring me out of my socks. Admitted a stranger, I'm not. But buddy, let me tell you what. If you ask old Will to say, here's the deal, friends, it's all going to pot.
Well, it's all going to pot, whether we like it or not. Best I can tell, the world's gone to hell, and we're all gonna miss it a lot.
All the whiskey in Lynchburg, Tennessee, just couldn't hit the spot. I got $100 bill, you can keep your pills, friend, it's all going to pot.
About that out there. Yes, we can play Willie Nelson.
Yay! Beautiful.
We can always play Willie. We can always play Raymond Buddy Plant Puff Puff Pass. I haven't got that back up on there, but I am working on it. Everybody just bear with me. I'm going to try to get some of our music back up on here, what we're allowed to play and what we're not allowed to play, because evidently some artist is out there and some people get butthurt that if you ain't got an FCC license, then you're copywriting people's music, and people want to try to threaten you with trying to sue you or do something to you. So
it looks like they would be appreciative and glad you're getting the music out there.
Well, that's what I thought. You know, I mean, damn, if I was making millions of dollars and somebody was paying me millions of dollars, you know, because I was playing their songs or their shit on our show. You know, when this show costs us, you know, we're not making a dime off of this show, people. This show costs us a lot of time, money, and hard work. I mean, it's hard work to be dedicated to something every single day. You know, just like today is 612 episodes of the Gatewood Legacy Radio. 612 episodes today, you know. That's a lot.
Yeah, that is.
I have actually
today.
I have been on the radio 751 days straight. I have not missed a day on this radio in 751 days. I've been here every single day. It's a lot. I'm like, man,
it's windy,
you know, that's
chill
a lot.
Here.
Oh wow! That tells you all. I've got almost 3 years on the radio.
Yeah.
You know,
because you started radio almost about the time I moved in this old house.
Yeah. I think I did, Paula. I think I did. So I've got almost 3 years up on this radio. Never missed a day. I mean, man, thank goodness for modern technology and what I like even better. And, hey, I tell you what, this radio is going to be exempt. This internet radio thing that we're doing right now, it's going to be exempt. Everything is live now, going live with the cameras where you can interact with each other, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what this radio thing's going to go to that too. I'm seeing it right now to where they're changing it to like we're like right now we could be live and interchatting with each other and you know y'all could be seeing me and I could be seeing you all. How cool is that?
Cool.
Modern technology.
Man, we've had a lot of camp food today.
Well, after the hemp ordeal, I'm afraid to talk about hemp because, hell, I mean, we're finding out they're trying to charge people with a, what do you call it, trying to charge people saying, yeah, a paraphernalia, drug paraphernalia, yeah, drug paraphernalia. I'm thinking, damn, hell, they'll charge you even with the food because it's got a leaf on it, maybe, you know, and
yeah.
That makes it paraphernalia.
Yeah.
We've got about 9 minutes, and I especially want to play this for this young man. I am going to try to get his newest. He's got a new album he just released out there. It's called Sobriety Sucks. Sobriety Sucks is the name of his new album, and I really am supportive of this young man. His name is Jelly Roll. Yeah, that's a famous fucker right there for y'all. What about that Jelly Roll? I'm going to get to play a Jelly Roll song. Yes, I've got permission. You know, it's like, yes, I can promote him. He's not going to sue me, and he's not saying I'm copywriting his shit. I've only got one song uploaded so far of him, and, man, he's got some great, great songs, don't get me wrong. But one of the songs that he wrote that really meant a lot to me is because if you watch the YouTube video, it's got his mother and his daughter in it. And his mother is a tobacco smoker. Now, you know, there's a lot of tobacco smokers that are mothers out there and grandmothers. And, you know, we can't help it because we've got this addiction. But anyhow, he wrote this song about his mother and how, and he started to change his life. Now he's got a band. He used to be a big rapper, but he's not as much of a rapper now. As he's, like I say, he's got a DJ that's up on stage with him now. He's got a drummer. He's got a guy that plays a guitar. But this song that he's wrote here with his mother in the video with him and his little girl, it's called Smoking Section. And look, this little guy's been in prison for slinging some really hardcore drugs, but he's turned his whole life around, and he lives for God, and, you know, he's lost a lot of fans, and, you know, and he's trying to make a living an honest, clean, good way. So I think we ought to, you know, hey, give support where support is due, when, you know, because people do change in things and turn their lives around. And, hey, he's a talented, like I say, I love the young man. I love a lot of his music. He's got several songs. He's got Sunday Morning, another great song that I love. I haven't heard the Sobriety Sucks songs yet. He's got Sobriety Sucks. That's a new album that was just released. JellyRoe.com. You can find him out there. But we're going to take a break for 4 minutes and 18 seconds, and we're going to get ready for 4:20 and listen to Jelly Roe and Smoking Section, and we'll be right back. Here we go.
Cool. I was talking to a guy that I respect dearly the other day, and he told me not to get so distracted fighting the alligators that I forget to clean the swamp. And it took me a second to think about what he was really saying. But he was saying, don't let my problems distract me so much dealing with them, I forget my mission. Hey baby brother, how you doing? The street's still holding. The last time I seen you, ain't seem so focused. Can't believe I ain't noticed. I can't believe I missed it. Life been crazy, man. Fast life living while struggling, sitting in prison. I'm sitting and tripping, and I'm sitting here wishing that you were sitting here with me, but you're not. I'm all alone, trying to write the song, sipping on some bourbon and blowing a little strong. This is therapeutic music, so I'm taking my time. Figure while I had a second, I was dropping the line. Me and Ray are doing well, man. Don't worry about us. I bet your ass up there chilling, probably rolling the dust. And if life is a blessing, and this is the same. It's been 16 years that doesn't lessen the pain, cause your death was a first-hand lesson on AIDS. I'm just riding through my old neighborhood reminiscing the life that I was living. Man, I was tripping. I grew up around sinners that was trying to win. People living to die, but they was dying to live. Think about you every now and then. I ride by the crib, call it the crib, but my mother hasn't lived there in years. Meanwhile, my cousin came home from doing a bit. Gave the man an iPhone and he didn't know what it is. I hope that heaven has a smoking picture. I hope that heaven has a smoking picture. When it's said and done, we'll all go. I hope they got a place that we can blow. I hope that heaven has a smoking picture. We ain't spoken a while. I'm sorry the change did it. Got strung out on the painkillers, the money and fame did it. You tried and you can't quit it. To think it's a shame that your name's in the same sentence as a junkie, a flunky. Your back is a monkey. You used to have it all, the hoes and the money. Had a dream that you killed yourself. Woke up reaching for my phone like you needed my help. But I'm so focused on myself and my dollar doing well. You're a grown man, I have to hope you're going through a spell. But I'm praying for you, and I know that you're feeling the pain. But you're an addict, you won't change until you're ready to change. And I hope you think about your family and get it right. And just know that I will pray for you before I sleep tonight. And me and money talk, I'd like to share this thought. While you fighting alligators, don't forget to clean the swamp. Bye.
Jelly Roll, smoking section. I hope heaven's got a smoking section. Love that song, Jelly Roll, one of my favorite songs. Sunday Morning, another great song that I'm stupid over. He sung Mary Jane up there the other night. I will be uploading all these videos and pictures here. I'll be uploading them here in a little while or try to start getting them uploaded. Oh, yeah, Paula, it's just beautiful. He's coming back to Kentucky, going to be in Bowling Green. I was talking there earlier in a live chat with him. He's going to be, I know he's coming back. They're begging him to come back to Louisville. You know, hey, man, he's just out. He's fresh on tour. He's just released his album yesterday, and, I mean, he's a fine young man. I mean, man, I tell you, I seen him telling his fans up there the night, everybody's like, oh, thank you, thank you. He said, man, I ain't nothing. It's you people that makes me. It's my fans that makes me, and he's a humble young man, and so, I mean, he's driving his own self, you know. He's not in no big tour bus. He's driving his own self, pulling a trailer around, hauling his whole crew with him and things. Fine young man. So let's try to support him. I mean, he's a local boy from out of Tennessee. So, Jelly Roll, we love you and appreciate being able to play your music and looking forward to playing more of your music up on here. Thank you so much, brother. Had a great time. Oh, man. Great, great musicians. These musicians are just great people. We have so much talent, you know. Got a lot of local talent that was out of Louisville. You know, a lot of DJs and rappers and things. A lot of local boys. I can't remember all their names. But, hey, like I say, man, I've got a lot of pictures and video to upload here lately. Are you ready, Paula?
I sure am.
We're going to have to take a break, folks, because we always take a break, and we'll do some shout-outs when we come back, because we got some shout-outs to do. But we're going to take a break, because we always play a song here. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Mueller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley, and we're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. I'm going to take us away. Here we go, Paula.
I'm a puffin.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. Living for today, life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die. I learned to let it all go. Lots of state of mind, and atmosphere. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today.
Yeehaw. Love that badass little song. Thank you, Don Miller, out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. Yes, we have his permission to play that. Everything we play, we've got permission. So no trying to worry that anybody's trying to copyright or trying to threaten any damn body, because I'm not going to listen to that shit no more. I'm going to tell you that right now. You know, that's over with. You don't threaten me one time, people, and we change shit. Eddie Barber. Eddie Barber says, come on out tonight and hang out in Lockport, Kentucky. Lockport, hell, man, I've not been there in years. Muddy at the Mud Madness Outdoor Recreational Lounge. He's going to be playing from 7 to 10 tonight. Going to be a lot of fun, he said, and I believe every damn word of it. I'm hoping to get out to see Eddie Barber and hang out and get some music video and stuff shot of him, you know. And thanks. Big shout out to Michael Patterson. Big shout out to you, Michael. Thank you so much for sharing the show and listening in. We appreciate you. Pioneer Paula, big shout out to you. Thank you as always. And a big shout out to the love of my life and to Miss Jolene that's out there trying to get settled in and things.
I did see where she is in Colorado.
Yes, I did too, Paula. I seen that, you know, they must be now, you know, they're probably trying to get their thing, their house all leveled out and things, you know what I'm saying? Because they pulled their house behind it. When I'm saying level their house out. Their house is pulled, you know, it's pulled in, and they have to level everything back out so they can extend it back out and all that. So I'm sure it's a lot of work, you know. But, I mean, hey, how cool is it to, like, put everything up and fold everything in and hook it to you and take it off and move it, and there you are, just set it back up again. You know.
It's pretty damn cool.
Well, that's what you say, is it must be windy there, Paula. I'm hearing a lot of wind.
Very windy. Yeah, it's like 56 degrees. It's very windy, and my hat's about to blow off, but I got it on anyways.
Well, I'm going to say it's about 56, 57 here. It's very cold and windy here also, and cloudy and rainy-like. And we're looking...
It's a beautiful day if the wind would just chill.
We're
looking behind the building. sitting
and
on a trailer.
I brought all my flowers in yesterday. I took them out the other day. Everybody remembers? Yeah, I had to bring them back in. Now my house looks like a forest again. You know, it's like, wow.
Well, most of mine are under trees, so I don't think no frost to hurt them.
Right. Well, the Wadi Fest, it's a little cold for that, but the Wadi Fest is going on this weekend. Wadi Fest there, the Spring Fest, it goes on till tomorrow. Also tonight, happening at the Athens Boonesboro Road 1225, Athens Boonesboro, Halls on the River. Two nights of Trucker Hat Coalition at Halls on the River. So down there at Halls on the River, that's a big thing going on tonight. Also started today, from 10 to 4 o'clock, which is going, I guess it just ended. I'm sorry, guys, y'all should have given me that yesterday. Today was the Cumberland Valley Cruise-In Car Show down there in Cumberland Falls. Also today, there is EDC 2016, Sitza Field. This is going on Saturday and Sunday, and that is at 120-01 Roosevelt Avenue in Cornona, New York. For you New York people out there, thank you all. Then we've got today at 2 o'clock, which is already over with. You guys got to give me this stuff ahead of time. I'm late on at Stoney's Bar and Grill out there in Denver, Colorado. There was Flip Cup at Stoney's today. So sorry, guys. There was today from 3 to 9. Okay, well, this is still going on. 3 to 9 today at Southland Street Fair. It's at Southland Drive in Lexington, Kentucky. Going on right now, folks. Going on till 9 o'clock tonight up there in Lexington on Southland Drive. It's called Southland Street Fair. Then there's Chuck Porter. Chuck Porter is going to be at the Comedy Showcase in Bardstown tonight. Starts at 8 o'clock. That's at Creso Restaurant at 218 North 3rd Street in Bardstown, Kentucky. Get out there and see the Green Baron. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, starting at 3 o'clock at the Courthouse Plaza on 120 North of Limestone in Lexington. The Restoration 200 is going to be going on downtown Lexington at the courthouse. Then on Monday, May the 16th at 7, there's going to be at the Minnesota American Indian Center a meet for the Frontline Resistance, the Dakota Access Pipeline. So I guess the Indians are in a protest out there in North Dakota, for a protest. So, hey, lots of stuff going on. Lots of stuff. You can always find something to go on in the summertime. Don't drink and drive. Don't smoke and drive. Don't pop pills and drive. And do not be texting and driving. That's the best advice
really?
I can leave you folks out there. We are. Yeah.
Just got.
We're about time, baby.
All right.
Yeah, 30 minutes, and it's like, yeah, 30 minutes, we're here and gone. I want everybody again for being here today. Thank you so much, Paula. Looking forward for you telling us tomorrow about what all you've done today and things. And everybody have
really
a good evening. God bless. I love you, folks. And how long you'll be out there, Paula?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Oh, well, great, great.
It's 6 o'clock, so I don't know if we're going to stay that long or not. I'm riding.
Right. Well, everybody, have a good evening. God bless everybody out there. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time, and I think Jolene might be back with us tomorrow or Monday. I mean, she's going to try to be back tomorrow. So, love you, Miss Paula. Bye-bye, everybody, and God bless. Here we go. Bye-bye.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.